With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Medicine Rock and Strawberry Island are two of the most sacred sites on the Lac des Flambeaux Reservation. Recently, there have been multiple reports of disrespectful and destructive behavior at both places by non-Native people. WXPR's Hannah Davis-Reed talked to elders in the Lac des Flambeaux community about the history and significance of these places.
Medicine Rock and Strawberry Island on Flambeaux Lake are two of the most sacred places on the Lac des Flambeaux Reservation. Medicine Rock, or Gishi Meshkiki in Ojibwe, has been held sacred for generations, since Chief Kishkumen first brought the band to the area in 1745. He told his people that as long as they took care of and protected this rock, they'd be here. Carol Brown is an elder in the community and Chief Kishkumen's descendant on her father's side.
It's not a place for parties, it's not a place for picnics, although it's beautiful, and it's got a sandbar.
Strawberry Island, whose artifacts and remains have been dated back as far as 200 BC, is both the site of the last territorial battle between the Ojibwe and the Sioux in 1745, as well as a coerced land sale between the U.S. government and the Ojibwe. In 1887, the Dawes Act employed a divide-and-conquer strategy to assimilate Native communities by breaking down communally owned tribal land and parceling it out to individual tribal members who needed money to survive and ended up selling their land to homesteaders. Strawberry Island was eventually sold to the Mills family, who got approval for a subdivision plat on the island, which the tribe successfully fought against in court. Eventually, in 2014, the tribe bought Strawberry Island, and since then, they've kept it as a protected area, strictly not to be disturbed.
Our elders and our before then have told us, don't go onto the island, you need to respect that area, that's where spirits lie, and we've always respected that.
In a press release, the tribe said they're seeking solutions to avoid this issue in the future. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis-Reed.
The Amazon Distribution Center in Weston formally opened for business this week. The Weston location is a last-mile site, meaning anything at the facility will go directly to someone's doorstep. Right now, delivery drivers go about an hour in any direction, with deliveries as far as Rhinelander to the north. Staff have 14 routes with 4,000 packages moving out of the facility each week. That will eventually increase to almost 90 routes and nearly 25,000 packages daily. Site lead Lucas Wilson.
We have a five-year plan for the site that's a number that's like 25 times what we're doing. What I've seen in just the week and a half that we've been up and actually running, that, yeah, they'll be able to handle it.
Weston Village Administrator Jamie Gabert.
They saw something in us and in our location, especially right off of Highway 29 and with the larger metro area. So we're just excited that they've joined us. We welcome them, we congratulate them, and we look forward to a great future with them.
Currently, there are nearly 100 associates and nearly 40 delivery drivers. Officials say they are still hiring with plans to have between 150 and 195 associates and up to 200 delivery drivers. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. A roaring crowd of battleground state voters greeted Vice President Kamala Harris in Wisconsin.
The path to the White House goes through Wisconsin. Yes, it does. And to win in Wisconsin, we are counting on you right here in Milwaukee. And you all helped us win in 2020. And in 2024, we will win again.
Harris opened her Democratic political case against Republican former President Donald Trump. In her first rally since locking up the presidential nomination, she said Tuesday that in the November election against Trump, it's a choice between freedom and chaos. About 1,000 people are expected at a gala event this weekend as Wisconsin finally honors a person of color with a statue at its state capitol. Workers lowered the shrouded statue of Wisconsin Secretary of State Vell Phillips into position Tuesday and then encased it in a crate ahead of Saturday's unveiling. Phillips was the first black woman to graduate from the University of Wisconsin Law School and Wisconsin's first black judge. She went on to become the first woman and first black person elected to statewide office. A task force has been working on this for 4 years. Environmental groups are warning about the dangers of agricultural pollution as climate change drives bigger storms. Catherine Carley explains.
They say large amounts of animal waste, often stored in unsecured outdoor lagoons, make already harrowing events such as flash floods an even greater health and safety risk. Chrissy Kasserman with the group Food and Water Watch says heavy downpours can spread toxins to local drinking water supplies and area farm fields.
We see climate change making these storms bigger, they're more intense, they flood these manure lagoons, which creates a really potentially deadly mess of pollution for people who live downstream that have to deal with.
Kasserman says it's often low-income communities that are closest to agricultural waste sites and are most at risk. She says the cost of cleanup for drinking water sources after storms often falls to ratepayers and well owners themselves. Agricultural waste not only poses a risk during and after a storm, but is a major source of greenhouse gas emissions, which scientists say are fueling more climate change-related weather events. It's estimated livestock production alone accounts for nearly 15% of worldwide emissions. Kasserman says federal legislation known as the Farm System Reform Act would impose a moratorium on construction of new and expanding factory farms to better protect nearby communities.
The answer is to move toward a more sustainable form of agriculture that doesn't involve confining large numbers of animals and their manure in one very small space.
Kasserman says it will take strong political will to stand up to Big Ag to get that done. I'm Catherine Carley.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.